Talk, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. In our next segment, we talk with world-renowned energy expert Dr. Lauren Scott. Dr. Lauren Scott is president of Lauren Scott & Associates out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
80%. The people in the shale play went immediately back into the shale play, and they either started drilling or they started fracking all the ducts, you know, the drill but uncompleted wells. And so suddenly, you had U.S. oil production starting to grow again. And it was growing enough to kind of offset the OPEC reduction. So on the net, we've got the price of oil coming back down again because of all this oil coming off of the shale plants.
And you cut out just a little bit. Now, you were talking about the $60 to $70 oil. Was that right? Before you dropped down to the $30-$40, was that right?
Yeah, it was somewhere, you know, I remember when I was up there talking the last time, which I think was in 2014, the break-even point of the shale plays had already dropped from about the 70 level down to 50, and now it's down in the 35 to 40 range. So, I mean, they've just gotten more clever about how to use sand. They've gotten more clever about how to set up the stages and have more stages, how to drill horizontally further, how to drill more wells off of one pad instead of having to move the rig around a lot. They just figured out ways to do things a lot more efficiently, and it's worked like a charm.
Lauren Scott on the line with us. Let's talk a little bit about the Texas shale play, the Permian. I mean, if you want to branch into some of the other ones, but Permian's the one that's really caught my attention. We do quite a bit now down into Texas. We branch from the Bakken down into Texas. Oil Field Report, for anybody listening, go to our Facebook page, Oil Field Report. Be one of the 28,000 followers we have on that. What do you make of the Permian shale play? It's making all the headlines or hiring, and it seems like some companies are really looking at investing in there.
In the United States right now is the Permian play. The Permian shale play has a couple advantages over you guys. One is the shale is way thicker rock, so you can drill a whole lot more wells off of one pad. But of course, the other important thing is it's way closer to the Gulf Coast where the refineries are. And so that gives them a bit of an advantage over you guys. That's why you have companies like ConocoPhillips. I mean, ConocoPhillips has made the decision, we're not going to drill in the Gulf of Mexico anymore. We're getting out of these deep water plays, and we're just going to start going to the Permian. Matter of fact, they said specifically, we're going to the Permian Basin and investing our exploration money there from now on. So the Permian play is very hot. It's hard to get a room. It's hard to get a place to stay out there right now. It's a real boom area, even at prices in the $45 range.
I don't know if you know this or not. Pop quiz, I guess. John Gibson, the former CEO and chairman of One Oak, when I interviewed him a few years ago, he was pretty high on the Bakken because it had a wet gas. There was something 5, 6, 7, you know, molecules versus a Texas, which only really had 3 or 4, or something like that. Do you know anything about the type of gas they're pulling out of the Permian?
I don't. And I can see where that might be an issue in deciding between the Bakken and the Permian Basin. But I got to tell you, we are so awash in natural gas that we have plays that are totally dry plays, like the Haynesville Shale in my state, like the Fayetteville Shale in Arkansas, some parts of the Marcellus Shale, some parts of the Eagle Ford Shale that are dry plays. And the rig count there is just moribund. It's just not really doing very much right now. And the reason for that is we got so much of our natural gas, we can't keep up with ourselves.
Yeah, it makes sense when it's selling for $3. I mean, it's there's not a lot of incentive to go in there. Okay, let's go global here for a second. Talk with Lynn Helms, Director of Natural Resources, Mineral Resources out of North Dakota. A few weeks ago, he mentioned the oil price might depend at the end of the month. We've got the OPEC production cuts either on the table or off the table. What are you hearing about the OPEC production cuts coming up?
Well, I mean, I think what's going to happen is they're not only going to extend the production cuts, I think there's a good chance they might add to the cuts. And the reason I'm saying this, if you put yourself in the place of the OPEC treasurer, okay, the guy that's collecting the money, what has happened since they put in their cuts? They reduced their output by about 2%. The price of oil went up about 15%. Well, remember, total revenues is price times quantity. If the price goes up a whole lot more, the quantity goes down, you end up with more money in your treasury, not less money in your treasury. And so I think they're going to look at this and they're going to say, huh, we lowered our output a little bit and we got a big increase in percentage change of price. Our revenues went up. Let's try this a little bit more. Let's lower our prices again and see if we can get the price to go back up some more, even more, and maybe our revenues will increase even more. And one of the things that's kind of incentivizing them is the fact that places like Venezuela and Libya and other countries like that, I mean, they are really sucking wind right now. They are having a hard time because you can't even get toilet paper, for goodness sakes, in Venezuela. It's so bad. Saudi Arabia went into this with a big old stack of cash that they could rely on. Most of the other countries did not have that. So the other countries are really clamoring for OPEC to cut back on their production even more, because they know that their revenues will go up even more.
We're halfway through. We're pretty close to halfway through 2017. There's been a lot of talk about production, adding rigs, et cetera, et cetera. Just kind of final question. How do you see the next 6 to 8 months in the different shale plays right now?
Well, I mean, again, I think everything depends upon the most difficult thing out there to forecast, and that's oil prices. I think what we're and very much depends upon what OPEC decides when they meet at the end of this month. If they decide to cut back on production some more, I think you'll get another upward kick in oil prices. Hopefully, oil prices averaging about 55 this year. Hopefully, if it goes up in this latter part of the year. And if that happens, I think you're going to see many of the shale plays doing very well. I think especially the Permian Basin, I think especially the Bakken play, I think you're going to see those come back really strongly. We're going to need a little bit, we're going to need about $5 or $10 more dollars a barrel, though, for the Gulf of Mexico to come back.
What do you make of the Permian shale play? It's making all the headlines or hiring, and it seems like some companies are really looking at investing in there.
In the United States right now is the Permian play. The Permian shale play has a couple of advantages over you guys. One is the shale is way thicker rock, so you can drill a whole lot more wells off of one pad. But of course, the other important thing is it's way closer to the Gulf Coast where the refineries are. And so that gives them a bit of an advantage over you guys. That's why you have companies like ConocoPhillips. I mean, ConocoPhillips has made the decision, we're not going to drill in the Gulf of Mexico anymore. We're getting out of these deep water plays, and we're just going to start going to the Permian. Matter of fact, they said specifically, we're going to the Permian Basin and investing our exploration money there from now on.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren Scott, or to listen to other energy expert features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
Stroll on the road like the fingers of a ghost. Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land. Let's solve it then.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.